Love of the beloved, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Love of the beloved, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'audhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa sahabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa sahabika ya Nurallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to the wonderful, beautiful program of Madani Channel, the love of the beloved sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, in this program we have spoken about different aspects of love with examples of the Sahaba Ikram, their love and affection towards the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and their definition and the true definition of love, and how should a person's behavior be when he claims to be the lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What are the requisitions of love? What does love demand? What does Ishq-e Rasool contain with it? What does Ishq-e Rasool mean with it? That love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, respect to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it should encourage obedience to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam. Along with that, a person has to love the family of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam. So likewise, another beautiful aspect which we find in the biographies of the Sahaba is something worth to be mentioned. It is actually the love of being close to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Yes, the love for the proximity of the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So that's something we will speak about today. And inshallah azza wa jal, before we proceed towards the topic, let's listen to a fadilat, to a narration of sending salawat upon the master of the entire universe, our Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Thus the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who recites durood upon me once, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon him, erases 10 of his sins, and elevates his station by 10 ranks. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, regarding the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the biography of the Sahaba, the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, is unmatchable. It is something unique. It is something extraordinary. And the Sahaba are those personalities who attained the company of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They were the first hand students of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They narrated a hadith from the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They attained the blessed company of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. That is why the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that my Sahaba, my companions, are like stars. From them whom you follow, you shall be guided. Any one of them you follow, you go behind them, you go in the footsteps, you shall be guided. So the Sahaba Ikram are undoubtedly an example for us. They are a role model for us in every aspect, how they were obedient towards the Islamic commandments, towards the noble Sharia, towards the Farameen and the commandments of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, is something which we should take a lesson from, something from which we should learn and try to implement in our lives. The Sahaba Ikram were ready to sacrifice each and everything upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And that's the requisition of Iman, that a person cannot be a true believer unless the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is dearer to him more than his own life. And this is something we see in the Sahaba Ikram practically. So what they desired, their desire and their wish used to be to remain in the company and the proximity, in the closeness of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam as much as possible. Allahu Akbar. And not limited to this dunya, even in akhirah they wish the same, even for Jannah they wish the same. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will listen to few narrations from the biographies of the Sahaba-e-Kiram, and this will help us understand that what sort of love did the Sahaba have the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They would, like how for us it is important to take in oxygen, it is important for us to breathe, that we breathe to stay alive, we take in oxygen to stay alive. So for the Sahaba-e-Kiram, for them to keep going, for them to feel that energy in themselves, their food was the didar, was the vision of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They would be restless without seeing the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They would be eager to get a glance of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, to see the beautiful face, the radiant face of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, to be in the company of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. That was their oxygen, that was their life. That was all what they wished and asked for. Allahu Akbar. To such an extent that they desired the proximity of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in Jannah. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He is that sahabi of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, whom the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam gave this excellence of him being the Yar-e-Ghar and the Yar-e-Mazar, meaning the friend and companion of the cave and the companion of the grave, subhanallah. That in the Waqi'ah Hijrat, in the story of the migration from Makkah to Medina, Allahu Akbar, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was a companion of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was there with him in that journey, in the cave where they rested, where they were hiding basically from the Kuffare Makkah. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was with where the pigeon laid eggs and the spider spun its webs, subhanallah azza wa jal. These two beloveds were with one another, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Wherein Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had advised Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu that don't fear, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us. So an amazing narration, an amazing story, and an amazing example of the proximity of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But not only limited there, Allahu Akbar. What happened was, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had stated a will. He had made a wasiyat before he had demised that when I pass away, bring my janaza to the Roza Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and present salam. Assalamu alayka ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter it was to be stated that, O Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has presented himself in your lofty and elevated court. If permission was granted, the doors would open and Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was to be buried inside. Otherwise, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was to be taken to Jannatul Baqi. Meaning the will was there that once I die, I should be taken to the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and salam should be made. If the permission is there for me, the doors would open themselves. And if I'm not granted the permission, then bury me into Jannatul Baqi. Allahu Akbar. So the will was carried out. And it is the statement of the narrator that when the will of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was acted upon, the words had not yet finished, meaning the statements, what Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had requested to be repeated there. The statements have not yet finished and Allahu Akbar, a voice was said, bring the Habib, bring the beloved to the Habib, bring the beloved to the beloved. It is a point to ponder over that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu believed that the messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam to be alive, hence he made this will. And this was the belief of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu that my prophet will hear, my prophet will be listening to what I say, and my prophet will reply. This is the belief and this is the love for the proximity that they were together in the world, close in the world, near in the world. And subhanallah azza wa jal, in their mazar, in the Roza Mubarak as well, they're next to one another. Subhanallah, the love of proximity. In fact, regarding the angels also, Allahu Akbar, a shayar beautifully says, Be likaye yaar unko chain aa jata agar, baar baar na aate Jibreel sidra chhod kar. That it was due to the love and devotion of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to see the blessed and radiant face of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that Jibreel Ameen would leave Sidratul Muntaha and come in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam again and again and again. And likewise for Sahaba ikram, as I mentioned, that they would breathe, their breath and their oxygen was the vision of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. About another great Sahabi of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and Allahu Akbar, what a narration, what a waqia, and such nasihat, such advices we see from this great narration. And this narration is about Sayyiduna Rabi'a bin Ka'b Aslami radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Narrates that he would stay in the blessed service of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. During the nights, he would bring the water with which the Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would perform wudu and would fulfill other services. One day, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was happy and he said, Ask, O Rabi'ah. O Rabi'ah, sal. Ask. What do you want? Ask. You will be granted. What do you want? Allahu Akbar, this great Sahabi, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he asked that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, I ask for your company in Jannah. Imagine, you think it's a free chance. He would have asked whatever he wants. Whatever he wants. It wasn't like, what do you want in this world? Or what do you want in the Akhirah? Or what do you want in Jannah? It was something in a free hand, free choice. Whatever you want to ask, ask. And look at the mentality and the passion and devotion and the love and respect and adab which the Sahaba ikram have for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, I want to be your rafiq in paradise. I want to be your companion in paradise. I want your closeness in paradise. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam asked, anything else apart from this? I mean, just look at it. Look at the narration, that anything else apart from it? Meaning somebody asks someone else that, I want something from you. Okay, what do you want? All right, I want you to give me so and so thing. And when a person replies, if the answer is in negative, the person will say, no, it's not possible. But if the answer is in positive, it's an affirmative answer. If it's a yes, so it would either be a yes or it would be like, right, just this. Anything else? Anything else? Do you want anything else? So that means that what you asked first is already granted. What you asked first is already been given. So Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, anything else apart from this? Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Rabi'ah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu stated that his goal was solely this. The message of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam then stated that, assist me through the abundance of prostration. The meaning of this is that one should strive to attain this grand status by worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He should not become negligent of the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, the privileges will be there. The basharas from the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam will be there. But the advice of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also there, that be excessive in terms of ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be excessive in terms of making sajda in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is stated under this hadith apart that the general permission to ask was granted by the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was a general permission. Not that ask about so and so thing. Ask about so and so thing. No. It was a general permission that ask anything. He did not specify what is to be received. He did not specify that, ask something relevant to this dunya or to the akhirah. It was common, which makes it very clear that the matters which have been made common and the power of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam with those authorities. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam gave Sayyidina Rabi'a a free chance to ask. So whatever he wishes, how much ever he wishes, whoever wishes, in whichever way a person wishes, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has the authority through the bestowal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant that person that much. Allahu Akbar. This is the authority of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and this is the devotion of the Sahaba Ikram. This is the love for the closeness of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, which our Sahaba have. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the love of this Sahaba Ikram. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now speaking about the company of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, to attain somebody's company, a reason is needed. A very beautiful narration. And this narration is basically an excellence of the Khulafa-i Rashideen about the rightly guided Khalifas of Islam. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. These are the Khulafa-i Rashideen. So about their excellence, but along with that, it shows us that what were the reasons of the companions to visit the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In today's time, when a person goes to visit someone, so what may be the reasons? Reasons may be, perhaps I'm stuck in a problem, if you can help me out. I need a loan, perhaps you may help me out. All right, we can sit together and have a laugh together or something like that. You know, these are the reasons nowadays. But look at the reasons which the Sahaba Ikram used to have. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala anhu states that he once attended the blessed abode of Allah's Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He visited the house of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and this was in the afternoon hours. The noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was not in the home. So he says that I inquired from the assistant Khadim, who informed me that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was at the house of Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. So he says that I presented myself in the service of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was seated and nobody was with him. He was alone. At this time I was thinking that the beloved sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was in the state during which the wahi was descending upon him. So I presented salam. I did salam in his blessed court. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied to my salam and then said, he asked, what has brought you here? Allahu Akbar. What's your reason of coming here? What has brought you here? Why have you come here? So this great sahabi of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is mentioning his reason of coming. But why did he come in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? So he says that I replied, the love of Allah and the love of his beloved sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. That's the reason which has brought me here. There is nothing else. That's the reason which has brought me here. Love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and love for you, ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam told him to sit down. He says that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam told me that I should sit. So I sat next to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. I did not ask anything from the beloved master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. No, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam spoke to me about anything. So I was seated there for a while. And then Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu arrived, walking fast. He was walking very fast. So when he arrived, so he conveyed his salam. And Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied to the salam. Allahu Akbar. Then Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam asked, O Abu Bakr, what has brought you here? Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu also replied, ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, it is your love and the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The love for Allah and the love for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the reason which has pulled me here, which has brought me here. That's the reason why I've come here. Allahu Akbar. So Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam allowed Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu to come in. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was made to sit on the other side of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And this was an elevated place. It was on a highly raised place for Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu sat. A while passed. No conversations. No talkings. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu approached. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu came. And he made salam. When he made salam, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied to the salam. When Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied to the salam, then the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, "Oh Umar, what has brought you here?" Allah. Same question to the person who came first. Same question to the person who came second. Meaning the Khalifa of Islam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Then the second Khalifa, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, arrived. Same question. What has brought you here? Same answer. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, it is the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the love for you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, which has brought me here. He was allowed in. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was made to sit. Now, another person comes. And who is this person? This person is Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu comes in. He makes salam. Same pattern is going on. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. Look at how the love, basically a uniformity in the Sahaba Ikram. Meaning how they would respect and love the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu came. He did salam. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied to the salam. And then asked, "Oh Uthman, what has brought you here? Why have you come here?" Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu now mentions his reason. And what is his reason? No different than the others. He also said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, it is your love and the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which brought me here." So Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu was allowed in. And he also sat there. So the reasons of visiting Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was the love for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah. So however, the narration then continues. And the narrator, Sayyidina Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he further mentions that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam took few pebbles in his hand. And he recited something. And then, as he was reciting, Allahu Akbar, Sayyidina Abu Zar says that I could hear voices of humming from those pebbles, from those stones. And that humming was actually the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam placed them on the ground. And the humming stopped. It was like some sort of energy came into those non-living items. And as placed again on the floor, it was like that energy is gone back. And they are like normal stones now. Those pebbles were passed on to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu took it in his hands. And after a while, that humming was heard again. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. The tasbih was again heard. Then Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu left it on the ground. So the humming and the tasbih stopped. And then it was passed on to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu held it in his hands, so after a while again, the sound of tasbih started coming. I could hear the tasbih from those pebbles. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu also left it. As he left it, it was like stones again. No sound, no life basically. And now it is passed on to Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu also held it in his hands. And after a while, again the sounds and the tasbih were heard from those pebbles again. Allahu Akbar, upon which Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentioned that this is the testimony to the prophetic khalifas, to the khalifas of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This is the testimony. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. We see the excellence of these great khulafai Rashidin. We see the virtues of them. We see the fadilat of them. And basically relevant to the topic of today, how they wanted the closeness of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We saw about Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was a companion, a very close companion of beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In the world, in the matters, in expeditions, in the hijrah towards Madinatul Munawwara. And then in the grave, now as well. He is the companion of beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He is that companion who is in proximity, who is close, who is near. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, also in the chamber, close to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Then we see that in the life, closeness. During their meetings, closeness. Intention for meeting or seeing Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Love for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So to acquire closeness of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was the goal of the Sahaba-e-Kiram. We see from Sayyidina Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala anhu as well, that his intention of visit was the love. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, intention of visit, love. Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, their intentions as well to visit, love. Love for Allah and love for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. What do we learn? What do we learn? We can acquire closeness to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam by acting upon the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. When we get blessed with traveling to Madinatul Munawwara, we should be there with utmost respect, utmost love, utmost devotion, passion, adab, honor towards Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Stop chit-chatting about the worldly matters as you are in the court of that personality. Allahu Akbar, who can bless you with this world, with Jannah, with salvation on the Day of Judgment. We should be very respectful, very, very much humble in that court. And we should constantly be making dua as well. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in the environment of Dawud Islami, we learn this dua that, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, when you grant us death on Iman in the beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwara. Make our burial place in Jannatul Baqi and grant us the neighborhood and closeness of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in Jannatul Firdaus. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the closeness of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in Jannatul Firdaus. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the love and honor and respect of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in the true sense. Keep watching Madani channel. Keep watching Love of the Beloved sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Love of the Beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Love of the Beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.